our journey as human beings is fairly short compared to the promise that God has made to us. And so as spiritual beings, we must keep ourselves thinking of spiritual things. And then as this page kind of flies in here, we're going to talk about these things. And the first thing we're going to talk about is choosing our destination. Now, there's times that I've traveled where, for instance, a couple years ago, Pop and I decided we were going to go and travel throughout Canada. And so we took off on our journey. We knew a general direction we wanted to go. We knew a general place we were going to end up. You know, that was back where we started. And but we had no expectations on what was going to come our way on this journey, other than some basic places that we had hoped to be able to stop and see. And so that was kind of an unscheduled journey. And I'll tell you, it's not always the best way to go. You know, you never know where you might not, if you don't plan out your journey, you don't know where the gas station's going to occur, or if you're going to run out of gas on a lonely road somewhere because you didn't plan correctly on your journey, or you didn't know if you were going to find a place to stay. Now, we were planning to camp. At every night, we were going to camp. We had a tent with us. We were going to camp out, and for 3 weeks, I guess it was 2 or 3 weeks anyway, we were going to camp every single night out under the stars, under our tent stars, and plan to camp. But we didn't realize, and we didn't even think about how much it rains in Canada, because there was not one single night on our entire trip that it did not rain. To the point that one night we got flooded out, and we woke up in the next morning and we were floating on our air mattresses because that's how deep the water was where we were in our tent. And we decided, and our stuff was so soaked that the next night we had to check into a hotel so that we could run all of our stuff through the dryer because everything was soaked to the max. And we didn't plan on that. We didn't prepare for that. We didn't think about that, but it came our way. But then there's the journey that you planned for. And as you're planning for your journey, you have to start out by choosing your destination. In a couple of weeks, I'm planning to go to on a trip. And so in planning my destination, so I decided we were going to plan a destination. That's where we were going to all meet up. That's where we're going to go. We're going to the Grand Canyon. And so there's some things that we had to do in order to plan our trips, me and some friends of mine from college. We had to choose our destination. Well, what is our destination? Our destination was going to be the Grand Canyon. So next we had to figure out what is there to see at the Grand Canyon. What is there to see along the way to the Grand Canyon? What is the direction we take to get to the Grand Canyon? You know, all of these things. So we got our guidebooks out, and we planned some of the things that we were going to do. We got our maps out, and we figured out how are we going to map this out? How are we going to go? Well, nowadays, it's the old GPS is really very useful. And we made sure that somebody was going to have a GPS with us on our trip so that we would not get completely lost on our trip. All of these things that we had to think about, we had to map out the path which we wanted to take, because there's more than one way to get to the Grand Canyon. You can go through Phoenix, or Arizona, or you can go through Nevada, or you can go through any number of ways, roads that you can take, Route 66 on your way to the Grand Canyon. So we had to determine what was the direction we were going to take and map it out and decide we're going to meet such and such a place, then we're going to drive together to such and such a place, end up at the Grand Canyon, and this is how we're going to get back. So you have to really kind of know the direction you're going in. The thing about the GPS, though, is I don't know if you've ever experienced this like I have. It does not always take you the way you think it should take you. Sometimes I spend a lot of time hitting that reroute, because it's taken me the most obscure way that you could imagine to get to my destination. Well, I want to tie this thought of this journey into our Christian journey. Our journey to our destination is to be with the Lord in heaven. Our destination is to live through this world, but end up in the most glorious place, the most glorious destination that we can think of, and that's heaven. So just like we have to do when we're planning our trip, we have to decide that's going to be our destination. We have to be determined that that's where we want to go. That's where we want to end up. And then we have to start planning. Then we have to have a good guidebook. Of course, our guidebook is the Word of God. You know, I appreciated what Jimmy said at the Lord's table today, what he read today at the Lord's table. I want a copy of that, by the way. Because it kind of shows a bit about our journey. Our journey from the time that there were sacrifices being made until Jesus came along and offered the ultimate sacrifice. And where is that going to lead us? How does that affect our destination? Well, we had no destination if Jesus hadn't died. At least not the destination that we hope for. So we have to study the Word of God to find out what sights we want to see along the way. You know, how do we want to get there? What are the stepping stones, or what are the places, what are the stops that we make along the way? And like the old GPS, the Holy Spirit is our GPS. He is our guide. He is our director. He teaches us, he shows us the way that we need to go. And we can follow the Holy Spirit and go in his direction, or we can choose to take our own back roads, you know, and trying to get to our destination. The problem with that being is that sometimes if we choose our own way, we're going to get lost. And the fear is that we're going to get lost and not be able to find our way back. We need to listen to the direction the Holy Spirit is calling us, the direction that he leads us. But and like that old GPS, it doesn't always take us the way we think it should take us. Sometimes it takes us through places that we didn't expect for the Holy Spirit to take us. Maybe the Holy Spirit wants us to see trouble. Maybe the Holy Spirit wants to challenge us and build our faith by taking us places that are not the easiest route to take. That we might go over some bumpy roads, that we might be able to experience some things that are going to challenge us and to test our faith, to see that we are strong in our beliefs and our desire to reach our destination. So the Holy Spirit doesn't always take us where we want to go. Sometimes we hit a dead end. Sometimes there's a traffic jam. Sometimes we're not sure which way to go because it just seems like we've hit a roadblock, and now we're confused on how do we get back to the direction that we want to go, because this roadblock that doesn't seem like it's scalable. We're not able to get past it. How are we going to get around it? But that's something that the Holy Spirit will sometimes put these kind of things in our path to teach us lessons, to challenge us, to test us. And we know in James, he talks about the testing of our faith, that it's going to make us stronger if we keep our eyes on the destination. We need to be sure we go prepared, that we take everything we need for the journey. No, that we don't leave anything behind. You know, when I pack to go on a trip, you know, do I have my toiletries? I've forgotten them before. You know, do I have my clothes? Do I have all my clothes? Do I have the clothes that I need to have for the trip, depending on the weather that I'm going to encounter? Do I have enough money to make my trip? I have to pack and take the things that I need. And what I need with me on my journey to my destination is Jesus Christ. Am I taking Jesus Christ with me wherever I go as I take this journey? Something else in planning and preparing for my trip is I can learn from other people who have already made the trip. I can take their knowledge and their experience and the things that they've learned, and I can help make my trip a little bit easier by listening to those that have gone on before. You know, we all have known those people that if we had a spiritual question or if we were unsure about something, we could go to them, and they can tell us the right way to go. That we have confidence that they're on the same journey that we're on, and they know the way, and they know the better route. And so we need to be able to rely on the people that have gone on this journey before. You know, I'm going to the Grand Canyon. If Rich was here, I would ask him today a little bit about the Grand Canyon and things I might see on my trip to the Grand Canyon. I can learn from him. I can learn from somebody who's made the trip before that have gone on. I need to start in the right direction. You know, if I don't start in the right direction, I'm never going to get there. I have to know what that right direction is. I have to know which way, when I take off on my journey, how to get to where I'm going. You know, which direction is it in? If I go in the opposite direction, you know, well, I guess far. If I go far enough, I'll probably end up there. But I don't want to go that far to get there. I want to get to my destination in a reasonable amount of time. So I need to know the right direction to go. We need to know what's right and what's wrong. We need to understand God's plan so that we know that we're moving in the right direction, that we're following the path that the Holy Spirit is leading us, and that we know that is right. Don't let obstacles along the way distract us or sidetrack us. You know, a lot of times this world, as human beings, as spiritual beings in a human world, sometimes we get bogged down in the things of this world, and they distract us. They take us off course. I don't know if you've ever been with that kind of person that wants to stop and say, oh, well, if we go 30 miles this way, we get to see the largest ball of twine, you know, or things like that. You know, well, all these sidetracking, all this is going to keep us from getting to our destination on, you know, where we really want to go. So we need to be, and when obstacles get in our way, we need to overcome those obstacles. Don't let obstacles along the way make us lose hope and become lost. And that can happen. We can get so caught up in these obstacles that are put before us, these tragedies, these things that work on us, that we can become completely lost. We were talking about that today in our Sunday school class. You know, people who get distracted so much that they lose the hope that they had because they have let themselves get bogged down by the obstacles in their way, and then they feel like there's no hope for them. They don't have confidence that God, the Holy Spirit, will lead them in the right direction. And they give up. They give up. They lose hope. We need to have confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ that when He tells us that He's prepared a place for us and has invited us to come, that it's waiting for us, that it's there. And we don't have to worry about letting obstacles get in our way, because we can have peace that comes through our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit that guides us. Know that those who travel alongside us may or may not be as prepared as we are, so be willing to accept help or give help. This is where I actually started with my lesson a couple weeks ago when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about. And this is where I actually started. We are all on our own journey. We're all in a different place in that journey. It may be due to how old we are, how long we've been a Christian, or maybe even the fact that we are not a Christian yet and we're seeking to find God. We're all at a different place. So as each individual, we need to be willing to accept people who are not where we're at, that are struggling with sins in their lives that we don't struggle with, that are battling temptation more than those of us that have learned that how to overcome those temptations have to battle. We have to realize that there are people that are in a worse condition than we are, and we have to be willing to help them out. We also have to realize that there are people that are well ahead of the game and reaching the destination. And we need to let them help us out. We need to be willing to hear them and to learn from them and to have them teach us. You know, in Hebrews he talks about, you know, going beyond the milk and getting to the place where you can teach others, you know, and not becoming stagnant in our faith, but to constantly feed our faith so that we can be teachers to other people, and we can instruct them on how to reach the destination. We look at Jesus. We look at the people that Jesus went to when he was in this world, and who he talked to. It's amazing when you think about the people that Jesus met with, that he was accused by the Pharisees that because he ate with tax collectors and sinners, that he would even approach somebody who was a prostitute or married multiple times and was living with another person that wasn't their husband, that Jesus would approach these people. Sometimes we say, oh, we can't be around those kind of people. We can't approach those kind of people because they might rub off on us. Well, that may be true, but if we approach those people with the faith that Jesus Christ had, Jesus Christ didn't condone anything that these people did. He didn't say, "Oh, that's all right. You you're going to be all right. You know, you just try to be good, and everything's going to be all right." Jesus Christ, he approached them, he taught them, and he changed them. We need to be willing on our journey to approach those that are in any number of struggles, and know that through our teaching them about God, that we can help them to change and to understand who Jesus Christ is and why they need him. And so I can remember when I was growing up, this was probably a very embarrassing time for me. Our congregation that I was in when I was growing up, I was sitting about two-thirds of the way back in the auditorium, and this guy came in. He had long, stringy, nasty-looking hair. He smelled like he hadn't had a bath in weeks. And he came in the back, and he sat down in the very back of the auditorium where we were meeting. And then one of the elders got up and walked up to him. And I was within listening range. He said, "I'm sorry, but we can't have people like you in here. You're going to have to leave." I was so embarrassed. Obviously, that man did not know what Jesus Christ was all about, because Jesus Christ welcomed them. Jesus Christ opened his arms to those in need. All throughout the scriptures, we hear about Jesus Christ helping those that were in need, those that were sick, those that were suffering, those that had demons that possessed them. Obviously, he didn't understand what Christianity is all about. And I was very embarrassed. And the man never came back. He quietly walked out. We have to be aware of the people around us. And we need to open up our arms to those people on our journey to our destination and try to bring them with us. Have them join the caravan toward the destination and teach them along the way. We need to be willing to learn and to grow along the way. We cannot be stagnant in our faith. Some people will come in and they'll sit down every single week and they'll attend a worship service, an assembly, and then they'll leave and there will be no difference in them week after week after week. They're not growing. We, as we journey on this path toward our destination, we have to learn from what we see, from the experiences that we have. And we need to grow in a spiritual way along the pathway so that as time goes on, the road gets a little bit easier. I don't know if there are degrees of rewards in heaven. I really don't understand that too much. I know it talks about it some in the scriptures, but someone asked me one time years ago, he says, do you think heaven will be better for some people than more better for some people than other people? I said, I don't know the answer to that question. I said, but this is what I do know. I know the longer that you serve Jesus, the more you appreciate what he's done for you. The longer you make the walk, the more you can appreciate that. And when we see Jesus Christ, I think it's going to be better for the person from the standpoint of, this is what I've been longing for so many years, other than someone who is just maybe a new Christian who doesn't understand everything that Jesus has done for them, but believes that he died for them. I don't know if there's degrees in heaven, but I know that I'm going to really look forward to the time that I get to meet him. And so I look forward to my destination as a spiritual being. And I'm walking through this human world, and I'm facing the obstacles that come my way. And I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to mature in my faith. And I hope that that's our goal, is that we journey together, that we take each other's hands and we help each other along the path, that as we make this journey, we can do it together, hand in hand. So often we become so focused on the finish line that we fail to enjoy the journey. I came across this, and I thought, that's right. Sometimes we're so focused on our destination that we miss everything along the way. And just think about the joy that you could have experiencing those things along the way, even the trials. You know, what is it? Joy that I suffer trials, that I suffer for the sake of God. Paul meant that. He found it joy. He could be in prison, and he could be sitting there leading singing in prison and praying in prison. And he's being beaten, and he's shackled and such like, and he found joy in the fact that he was suffering for Christ. You know, it's not always going to be, you know, roses for us as Christians. There are going to be people who try to persecute us. But yet, we can find joy, as Paul did, in that persecution, knowing that we are undergoing those trials and those tribulations because of our faith and because of what we believe in. But don't miss the things along the way that you can find joy in. Another person coming to Christ. Man, that's joyful. Another person who's willing to study the Word of God with you. That's joyful. There's also the good aspects of that joy. Now, it's just not all trial and tribulation. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. We have to be able to step out on that road. We need to be willing to make that first step to follow Jesus, to do and commit ourselves to whatever it takes to reach our destination. And we need to do that because of what Christ has done for us. Because God sent his Son. Because before the foundations of the world, he made a way for us. Because, as the song says, he loved us so. We're going to sing the song Paradise Valley. It starts out, as I travel through life with its trouble and strife, I have a glorious hope to give cheer on the way. Soon my toils will be o'er, and I'll rest on that shore where the night has been turned into day. We have a glorious hope, and we can give cheer on the way as we head toward our destination, because that hope we have is in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and all that he's done for us. Would you pray with me? Dear Lord, not everyone's walk is the same. We understand that. Not everyone starts from the same place. But we all together look forward to the one destination that has been promised to us. We're confident in the hope of that promise. We know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there is open arms waiting for us at the gates of heaven, that Jesus Christ has signed and sealed our fate, that we will be welcome, that we will enter in because of what he did for us. We understand, Lord, that we're not worthy of what he did for us. We understand that he was abandoned and denied and rejected in order to save our souls. We pray, Lord, that you will keep us strong. Then as we make our journey, that you will help us to overcome the obstacles that get in our way. That you will take us on the path that you choose for us, whether that's good or whether that's bad. And that we will have the strength to overcome, that destination will be in our sight. We look forward to that time, Lord, that we end up where you have promised us to be. And we thank you that Jesus Christ made the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.